In his first Senate speech, U.S. Senator Dan Sullivan today spoke in support of this Keystone pipeline. He likened it to the tie vote in the Senate over the Trans-Alaska pipeline in 1973.
Then, like now, opponents howled. They said TAPS would be an environmental disaster. They said bird and caribou populations would be decimated. But none of that happened.
His sweeping address went on to discuss the American dream and what he describes as the Obama administration's threat to it. Sullivan says the dream is still alive in Alaska.
In Alaska, the very air you breathe is bathed in promise. The people still speak the language of bold ideas and rugged adventure.
He made a pitch for more access to federal land, for ending bureaucratic delay and curbing the growth of regulation.
According to the president's own Small Business Administration, federal regulations impose an annual burden on our economy of close to $2 trillion. That's roughly $15,000 per year per American family.
Other congressional members have cited that figure, too. The Washington Post fact-checker this month awarded that claim to Pinocchio's, saying it's misleading because it leaves out the savings. The Post cited the example of fuel efficiency standards. They raise the cost of a car, but save gas money over time. Sullivan, in his speech to the Senate, also argued for his amendment to disarm the EPA.
In a classic case of federal government power creep, 200 armed EPA, close to 200 armed EPA agents are roaming our country.
Democratic Senator Dick Durbin of Illinois made it Sullivan's first official Senate clash by arguing against disarming the EPA.
Senator Sullivan wants them to enforce the laws, but he doesn't want them to carry a firearm. That, to me, is ridiculous. In fact, it's dangerous.
But Republican colleagues from Mitch McConnell to Ted Cruz publicly congratulated Sullivan after the speech.